An upcoming documentary follows a group of Wisconsin women and girls with a passion for flat track motorcycle racing. Angels of Dirt was shot over a 10-year period and celebrates the fearlessness of getting on a bike and chasing your goals.
At the center of the film is Charlotte Keynes of Greenfield. She passed away after a racing accident last year at the age of 20. She's been riding and had been riding motorcycles since she was 4 years old.
This is Charlotte's second time dirt bike ride, and she's doing really good all by herself. Looks like she's trying to pass somebody. She's getting a little wild. She thinks she's racing already.
My name is Charlotte Evan. I'm 9 years old. I've been racing for 4 years. I've been riding for 5.
Wendy Schneider is the director of Angels of Dirt. She's a Madison-based filmmaker. Her previous films include The Smart Studio Story. Wendy, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, what got you interested in making a film about motorcycle racing?
I am a lover of motorcycles. I have one myself. And coincidentally, as I would drive from Madison to Milwaukee, on the right-hand side of 94 is Aztalan Cycle Club, and I would watch the motorcycle races whenever I would drive by. So I became curious about the riding that was going on there, showed up to a couple of races, noticed that there was a number of young girls who were racing motorcycles, and thought it'd be interesting to start interviewing them. And that's really how the film started.
And you started, this is some years back, so you've seen these young girls grow up racing, isn't that right?
Yeah, it was 2006 when I started the film. I met Charlotte Keynes the first day that I showed up at Aztalan and spent the next 3 years shooting her and a number of amateur racers and a few pro races throughout the Midwest.
And let's talk about Charlotte Keynes. She is a big part of this story. She's from Greenfield. We'll get to some of her racing career in just a bit. But on a personal level, meeting her as a 9-year-old and watching her grow up on the track, what made her special?
There's a lot of things about Charlotte that made her special. I think her humility, her drive, her sweetness, her intellect, and her talent racing were really what drew me to her and to a lot of people. You know, Charlotte had an incredible racing career, a very short racing career, because it was just a year ago that she crashed and lost her life at Santa Rosa Racetrack. So the film took a turn after the loss of Charlotte and has really become, she's really become the thread that's going to help tell the story of the fearless girls that race motorcycles.
And yeah, these are fearless people. This is stuff that looks to me, as someone who's not done it, very, very dangerous for girls, boys, and grown-ups, for that matter. What is it that makes these people do this?
Well, I equate it to doing something like climbing Mount Everest. I don't think that you do it because you're fearless. I think you do it because you think you can. But having that access to be fearless is what gives you the experience to become who you are in relationship to any passion, you know, that you want to live out. So I think with Charlotte, Nicole Meese, Morgan Monroe, Shayna Texter, all of the women that are featured in Angels of Dirt, there's an element of fearlessness, but there's an element of full confidence that they're embodying and feeling when they're approaching motorcycle sports.
And these are girls and women you're following here. Is this a sport that's mainly dominated by men?
Well, I think I always struggle with the word dominated. I think it's just been traditionally open to more men than females. I think that the roles that young girls are given young girls are rarely given the role of motorcycle racer on the list. And so I think, you know, young girls, young women who do find that they have the support to go into this, you know, this environment, it's there. I mean, that's what Charlotte found, and that's what many of the racers find.
We're talking to independent filmmaker Wendy Schneider about her latest project, Angels of Dirt, a documentary about Wisconsin girls and women who race motorcycles. And Wendy, for someone who's never been at a track, set the scene for us. What's it like to be there?
It's usually hot, it's dusty, it's loud. There's great track food, burgers, brats, beers, and sodas. There's a great group of people out at Aztalan. It's one of the oldest member-owned tracks in the state of Wisconsin. It's beautiful. You know, for me, I think it's something that I've been drawn to since the first time I went out there in 2006. Whether it's the mystique, the sort of the landscape. There's a lot of things that are triggering you in really good ways when you're out at a racetrack, and I think it for the most part starts with the people.
And you mentioned amateur and pro racers. Once somebody goes pro, I mean, are they touring all over the country then?
Gosh, you know, it really depends. I mean, I'm not making this film as a racer. I know that there are some professional racers that do tour all over the country or all over the world. And there are some that will stay local. It really depends on your budget and your time. So I think that it's not so much the level of commitment that somebody has, but it's how much access they have to do what they want to do.
Let's get back to Charlotte Kanes now for a few moments. Talk about her career, how she started in racing and where she went with it.
Well, Charlotte started, like many kids do, at a local district track, which in her case was Aztalan. That was District 16 in Lake Mills, Wisconsin. And it's really a matter of going through the ranks of a race, you know, going through certain ranks in a race career. So it's collecting a certain amount of points to, be recognized in the district. It's reaching a certain age when you can get your pro card. And then it's really having the backing, which is usually sponsors and family, to get you through to certain levels where you've got the finances and the access to do what you want to do. Her race career was very short. Charlotte died on the last day of the end of her first professional season. So she was just ready to get out there and start making a name for herself. And she really did up to that point. I mean, there's no one in flat track racing who doesn't know who Charlotte Kanes is. But, again, she was just starting out. She was a formidable competitor. She loved the sport. People loved her. She had a great community around her. And it was, an incredible loss. Definitely gone too soon.
And while there is this tragic loss, I understand you're not pitching this as a cautionary tale. This isn't a sad story. You don't want to discourage young girls or anyone from getting on a bike.
I don't want to discourage anyone from just pursuing what they feel that they want to do or having access to do what they want to do. You know, the project is a labor of love. There is definitely a struggle with loss that you deal with making this how you're going to kind of manifest your connection to Charlotte. It's a challenging project along those lines, but really incredibly worthwhile, not only for myself and being able to honor Charlotte, but I think that it will just play a role with people who did connect with Charlotte and who will now have an opportunity to connect with who she was and who she is to people.
Of course, Charlotte's passing was a loss to her friends and family and to the community of racers. How did it affect you, though, as someone you've been watching her for literally a decade, and all of a sudden this happens?
I was I think for me, it's devastating not to have Charlotte with us. I'd rather not be making a film with this storyline, of course. It's something that I think most of us rarely embrace fully because it's just too difficult. It's only been a year. It's something that it's immeasurable, So I think that honoring somebody or keeping that life force nearby or staying connected to that life force that somebody has is one way that you manage. And again, this is about honoring and celebrating who she is to not only me, but to her friends and family. And that sort of trumps trauma. You know, I think you have to just move forward because that's the only way to go with this. But there's no describing the element of loss in this project. There just isn't. So you just don't. You know, everybody acknowledges everybody can acknowledge, you can't really acknowledge what it's like not to have Charlotte here, but we're all going through something in our own ways, but I think that it's all connected through how much we really did love her and do love her.
And now you've wrapped, I understand, filming, but what's the next step toward now completing the project?
Well, we actually haven't wrapped filming. I'm just about to launch an Indiegogo campaign to help us with the final filming, which is probably a couple dozen interviews that want to be in the can. And then I'll be editing story throughout the course of probably the winter and into spring, maybe some of summer, do some pickup shooting next summer, and then pull the film together in 2018 and get it out as soon as possible.
All right, Wendy, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the project.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
That was Wisconsin filmmaker Wendy Schneider. We've been talking about her new project, Angels of Dirt. You can find more info at angelsofdirt.com.